You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Texas is currently embroiled in a contentious political battle over redistricting, a process that typically occurs every 10 years after the U.S. Census. Texas Republicans have initiated a mid-decade redistricting effort, prompting strong opposition from Democrats. This unusual move has sparked concerns about its motivations and potential impact on electoral fairness. Mid-decade redistricting is considered controversial because it typically occurs every 10 years to reflect population changes accurately. Performing it mid-decade is often seen as a politically motivated move to gain partisan advantage rather than to address demographic shifts. The current round of redistricting in Texas was initiated following pressure from President Donald Trump, who publicly stated his desire for Texas Republicans to redraw the state's congressional map to gain 5 additional seats. This indicates a political motivation for the mid-decade effort rather than a response to new census data. In response to the redistricting push, Texas Democrats have employed a tactic known as breaking quorum. This involves a significant number of legislators leaving the state to prevent the legislative body from reaching the minimum number of members required to conduct official business. For the Texas House of Representatives, if 51 or more lawmakers are absent, the chamber will not have a quorum, effectively blocking the passage of any legislation. Representative Chris Turner, a Democrat from Grand Prairie, explained that denying the Texas House of Representatives a quorum is a strategy to fight for constituents. The absence of lawmakers means the lower chamber cannot function, stalling the passage of a draft map Democrats have condemned as a political power grab. Democrats argue that the GOP's redistricting plan disproportionately harms Black and Hispanic voters. Redistricting can significantly impact voters, particularly minority communities, through gerrymandering tactics like cracking and packing. Cracking involves splitting a concentrated group of voters across multiple districts to dilute their voting power. Packing involves concentrating a large number of a particular group of voters into a single district, making their votes overwhelming in that district, but wasting their votes in others. Both tactics aim to diminish the electoral influence of specific demographic groups. Democrats have called the proposed congressional map intentionally racially discriminatory, noting that it could dilute their constituents' voting power. The U.S. Department of Justice identified 4 Democrat-held seats representing majority non-white coalitions of voters as unconstitutional racial gerrymanders, suggesting that existing or proposed maps might be designed to disadvantage these groups. The Department of Justice stated that 4 districts unconstitutionally combined Black and Hispanic voters, a charge the state disputes. While the Democrats' quorum break is a powerful political statement, it comes with potential legal and political consequences. Governor Abbott has threatened to fine the state Democrats for every day they do not show up to work and charge them with felonies if they solicit funds to pay for said fines. However, refusing to attend legislative sessions to break a quorum is generally considered a civil violation of legislative rules, not a criminal offense. Lawmakers cannot be criminally charged for their absence, but they can face fines or be compelled to return to the legislative chamber. The current special legislative session ends August 19th, and Governor Abbott has the authority to call additional special sessions at any time. This indicates that while Democrats can delay legislation, the governor can prolong the session, potentially leading to continued pressure and the threat of penalties. A quorum break this time would be exceptionally unlikely to stop a GOP redistricting plan. There's no scenario in which Texas Democrats can stay out of the state long enough to prevent Republicans from implementing their map beginning with the March primary. Governor Greg Abbott and President Donald Trump are key figures driving the redistricting efforts in Texas, motivated by a desire to consolidate Republican power. Trump explicitly sought to gain 5 additional congressional seats for Republicans in Texas to offset potential losses in other states during future elections. The Texas redistricting effort has sparked national implications, with Democratic governors in other states considering retaliatory redistricting. Copyright African Elements.